who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Tuesday live in Los Angeles. It's going to be 80 degrees today. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. A really warm day. It is great to have you in. Jimmy Garoppolo and Baker Mayfield are still looking for teams. I think the market has officially shrunk to nothing. And Joy Taylor is joining me. Joy, how are you?
I'm great. In the middle of, I think, the craziest March of all time. It's been wild.
Been wild. A lot of blue bloods left in college basketball. NFL free agency is the wildest year I can ever remember.
So much parity in the NBA. It's been great.
Yeah, it's the year of parity. There is no dominant NBA team. I think it's Phoenix when Chris Paul gets back. There is no dominant team in college basketball, but I think Arizona's the most talented. That's been my prediction. It's the year of the Arizona Wildcats and the Phoenix Suns. I want to start with something, though. For years and years and years, I've been doing this. 25 years I've been doing this. And occasionally I'll speak to young broadcasters or I'll go to a college or whatever. And the message I always give them is I don't like giving, advice. All right? My advice wouldn't work for you and yours wouldn't work for me. I'll give you opinions. And my opinion, my strongest opinion is, chase good management, don't chase money. There's a sea of money for talented people. There's not a sea of great management. And I also know, and I've seen this all through sports, is that for great iconic players, and I'm talking LeBrons and the Bradys, those kind of guys, right? The Aaron Rodgers. There's three stages to a career. There's the show-off stage. Like LeBron running down and blocking shots. Remember when he used to do that his first 6 or 7 years? He would literally chase players down and block it off the backboard. I'm going to show you how great I am. And then after you do that for 5 or 6 years, people go, yeah, but what about the titles, Alex Rodriguez, LeBron James? What about the titles? And then LeBron says, I'm going to go to Miami and get titles. And then after you do that, you've shown everybody how great you are. You've made a bunch of all-star teams. You got your hardware. Then the third stage for iconic players is what I call the mogul stage. Aaron Rodgers. They call it post-ambition. I got I got my titles. I got my legacy. I'm gonna take the biggest check. Al Michaels just signed with Amazon. Al's my friend. Al's the career, the Emmys, the greatness. Amazon paid me a lot of money. I'm going to go take it. I'm 77, off into the sunset. It's the mogul stage. And even as great as LeBron is, the mogul stage has limitations. LeBron James, 34 points a game in March, is still the best player on any given night in the NBA. Here's a piece of video from last night. My jaw dropped as I watched LeBron last night. First half was unbelievable. He was like a 23-year-old kid. Here it is last night, 34 in March. He's in Cleveland, easily the best player on the floor.
At home against the Pelicans. Short. Austin Reeves still is there to get the fresh 14 for the Lakers.
LeBron! Look out below!
Oh, my Lord! Oh, my Lord.
In fact, somebody just spilled a beer over us. Where did that come from?
Gracious.
As good as Michael Jordan was, and as great as LeBron is, the two best basketball players ever, what has made the ending ugly? Management. Michael Jordan's GM couldn't get along with Phil Jackson, the best basketball coach of all time. Michael could have won more titles. Michael was still dominant, his sixth title. Management screwed it up. LeBron is still good enough to dominate this league. Ownership, executive offices with the Lakers, below average. And so he's been reduced to just being unbelievable, living in the moment. He's doing a great job. He's happy. He's scoring a lot. It's as good as he's been in a long time. But we always think the player breaks down. No, it's not the player breaking down. It's the owner, the GM, and the coach, and the egos that usually break down first. You go look at the history of the Lakers. It was the egos that broke it apart. It wasn't the players. Shaq left and won a title. Kobe still had multiple titles in him. It was the guys upstairs, the owners, the GMs, the coaches that couldn't get along. That's where Brady's different. Brady's career was ending like this. And Brady didn't choose money. He chose management. It was Belichick's belief in his culture and ego that gave him no weapons. And so Brady, unlike a lot of the all-time greats, said, I'm out. I'm not going to go to a mogul stage. Brady has never gone to that. That's why Brady's ending is so great. Because most, even iconic players, it's the show-off stage, it's the title stage, and then it's, I'm going to get rich. And I don't hold it against anybody ever doing that. But what separates LeBron and Brady and Kevin Durant and Brady and Michael Jordan and Brady is the way it's ending. And it's because Brady lived by my belief in this industry I'm in. Don't chase money. Chase good management. You'll end up making money. Brady's going to win Super Bowls. He's going to get six more commercials. He'll make all that money back. Aaron Rodgers is chasing money. He'll never win another title. It's going to be pretty soon here that Aaron Rodgers doesn't get all those great commercials. Give them to Mahomes. Give them to Josh Allen. Give them to Matt Stafford. Why give them to Aaron Rodgers? So how do you want your career to end if you're in entertainment, music, the arts? Almost everybody moves into the post-ambition mogul stage. Got my titles, got this, got that. Just give me the check. Brady's the exception. No. I'm going to continue to chase good management that can give me good players. They added Leonard Fournette yesterday, and that's the difference. You can chase that ring. You can chase that money at the end. But even LeBron, as great as he is, that's not even a playoff team. In the NBA, half the league makes the playoffs. LeBron's going to lead the league in scoring. He's unbelievable. The good news for LeBron, he seems to be living in the moment, and he's really happy. But deep down, he's not as happy as Brady, because Brady's one of the five favorites to win the Super Bowl, and LeBron's not going to make the playoffs. But he was happy last night going back home and dominating.
I'm literally having a time of my life right now. The game is such a beautiful thing. And because I can care less about what the narrative about our team is, I've been at my point in my career, I don't get involved in that stuff. None of that stuff matters to me. I'm having a blast playing a game of basketball.
All right. I want to shift to this. So we have two examples. Yesterday, Matt Ryan traded to the Colts. And I was shocked by the number of people that said he's washed. It's over. I was like, I don't know. I even had executives in the NFL. It's over. Okay. We have two examples of quarterbacks, a really old Tom Brady and a past his peak Matt Stafford, going to better rosters and better support and winning Super Bowls. Now, I'm not insinuating Matt Ryan's going to win a Super Bowl. But I just want to give you some statistics on Matt Ryan before I show you something. For all of you who think Matt Ryan is washed, no, don't go to those yet. Game-winning drives. Matt Ryan currently has 42 game-winning drives, the most in the NFL, tied with Matt Stafford since Matt Ryan was drafted. Did you know that? 13 straight seasons, 20-plus touchdown passes, tied with Tom Brady for the longest streak. So he's tied with Stafford, who just won a Super Bowl in game-winning drives. He's tied with Brady, who won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. Okay. Six straight seasons of a passer rating over 90, averaging 98. That's with coaches who have been fired, a bad O-line, and not much support. 98 passer rating, almost 99 last 6 years. So I'm going to throw something at you. So let's go to Matt Ryan last year in Atlanta. Let's go to his last year in Atlanta. You look at it and you go, God, he was 7-10, 67% completion percentage. Well, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 90 passer rating. By the way, the Falcons had two Pro Bowlers. One of them was a long snapper. It was a bad, bad roster. So let's go to Matt Stafford's last year in Detroit, because we know he was great this year. Oh, he won fewer games than Matt Ryan and had a much lower completion percentage. Yards per game, passer rating. Stafford beat him on passer rating. Fairly similar. Let's go to Brady's last year in New England. Remember, he was washed too. Oh, God, Matt Ryan's much better. Passer rating's better. Completion percentage way better. And interesting. So you thought Stafford... Nobody thought he was going to win the Super Bowl, right? That was way too much to ask in year one. You thought Brady was washed. Look at Matt Ryan's last year in Atlanta. He had arguably a much worse roster than Brady in New England and at least worse offensive weapons than Stafford had in Detroit. And those two guys won the Super Bowl. I'm not saying Matt's going to win it. I'm not debating he's a declining 36-year-old player. But when you look at the last year of Stafford in Detroit and the last year of Tom in New England, the numbers aren't much different than Matt Ryan, and Ryan had the worst roster of those three. And he's also, Matt Ryan only had one big-time play caller in his entire career. 2 years of Kyle Shanahan. He won an MVP and got to a Super Bowl and led it in the fourth quarter. You thought Favre was washed, then he went to Minnesota. You thought a lot of people were washed. You thought Stafford was kind of washed. I heard for years, Stat Padford, you thought Brady was washed. Matt Ryan, much better O-line, dominant run game, much better defense, playoff coach, top GM in the league, wonky division. Matt Ryan's career is not over. He'll be very productive for at least 2 years. For the Colts, T.J. Hushmanzada said this yesterday on our show.
Phillip Rivers went 11-5 with the Colts and led them to the playoffs. And we would say Matt Ryan at this point is better than Phillip Rivers was at that point. Matt Ryan has been underrated, bro. Really, really underrated, because you look at his weapons and you tend to give the weapons all the credit. He's going to have a really good running game, one of the best offensive lines in the game, and a pretty damn good defense. Matt Ryan's going to do well.
Yes, he is. Good stuff today. Joe Thomas, legendary Cleveland Brown, joins us in 1 hour. Is there a market at all for Baker Mayfield? And frankly, is there a market at all for Jimmy Garoppolo? I'd say not much of one. I'll explain why next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever had somebody try to sell you something? And you're thinking to yourself, well, if it's so great, why are you selling it to me? Like, there's no perfect house. There's no perfect used car. I was talking over the weekend to an NFL executive, and he said, like, everybody on the market's on the market for a reason. They're not a great practice player. They've got an injury that nobody talks about. They're not great in the locker room. Like, nobody hits the market generally if, Devontae Adams was a shock. Like, Green Bay wanted him, and he left. That's why it's so painful. Devontae Adams did not have a downside. That's why it's such a painful loss. Hard worker, great in the room, not a diva, best receiver, left. That's painful. When you lose a guy that you were willing to pay, and he just grew up wanting to be a Raider, like, that hurts. But I have predicted that there's no market for Jimmy Garoppolo. As a general manager, he can't throw for 4 months. I wouldn't bring him in. And I've also predicted there's no market for Baker Mayfield outside of Seattle. I can't see Carolina having Baker and Darnold both making $18 million. That makes no sense, but they're desperate. It could happen. We know now Atlanta's off the market. Saints are off the market. But between these two, I think you maybe have one, max two teams after them. So, and the reason being that San Francisco, the Niners, and the Browns had stacked rosters, and they're giving up on both of them. So good luck trying to convince the league, oh, they're fantastic, because neither one's going to go to a roster as good as the Browns or the Niners. You're trying to sell people something that you're bailing on. Devontae Adams is different. Like, Devontae Adams is great. There's no downside. But there is no upside to Baker and Garoppolo. The downside is Baker's personality. He goes sideways, and Jimmy's health. So you're much better off just tanking. Better word probably out there, and just go and get a college quarterback this year or next. There's two college quarterbacks this year people kind of like, and about four to five next year. But what's happening in the NFL, and this has been going on in baseball for a long time, I was telling people this morning on the staff, when I grew up as a kid, the best baseball teams, believe it or not, were in Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Kansas City in the 70s and 80s. They had the most good players. Nobody even talked about, like, the coasts and money. The Yankees were terrible in the 80s. Baseball now, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, Cubs, maybe Houston, just have more money. Atlanta in the South kind of carries eight or nine states. There's like six or seven teams that just simply have more money. It's virtually impossible for Baltimore to compete, Seattle, Oakland, Tampa, Twins, Pirates, Reds. They just can't compete. When I was growing up as a kid, all the best baseball teams were in the middle of the country. Cincinnati was a powerhouse. I'm not joking. Kansas City Royals, for a decade, were a powerhouse. I can name their entire lineup right now. From George Brett to Freddie Vautek to Frank White to John Mayberry on the infield. They had a Boone, last name Boone at catcher. How could I name them? They were dominant for a decade. The Reds were dominant for almost a decade. In the NFL, it's starting to feel a little bit like baseball now, where there's just better GMs, richer owners, better organizations at the top, and they're pulling away. There's five or six teams in the NFL right now that just have way better rosters. The Rams and the Buccaneers are completely outclassing, to me, the NFC. Denver now with Russell Wilson and a great GM. Buffalo and Kansas City, they feel like they're in a different class than everybody else. And there are a handful of teams, six or seven, that are close, but they're missing something. But those teams all have a quarterback. So you tell me, what's the value of getting Baker or Jimmy Garoppolo? There's no win in it's quicksand in the middle of the NFL. It's quicksand in the middle of baseball. It's quicksand. You're better doing what the Royals did years ago. They were terrible forever, got a bunch of good draft picks, and made a World Series. But this is why I'm going to make a prediction. I don't think there's a market for Garoppolo. I don't think there's a market for Baker. I think Seattle, in my opinion, I'm from there, is better off tanking. I think Seattle should just tank and get a quarterback next year or draft one this year. But why do I want to get in a relationship with Baker or Jimmy Garoppolo? You're not upper crust. And even with these two, start looking around at the teams that need. You think Garoppolo and Baker change Seattle's fortunes? Oh, God, no. Garoppolo with a 70-year-old defensive coach, Baker Mayfield with that Seattle offensive line? What's the point? You're literally better off tanking and getting a quarterback next year, and then for 4 years he's essentially free, than paying $25 million, $28 for Garoppolo, $19 for Baker, and knowing they can't get you close to the upper crust. What's the point? That's just dating to date. You're not happy in it. Doesn't get you anywhere. There's no upside. What's the point? So I'll make my prediction. I think the market for Baker is Seattle. And maybe if Carolina goes crazy and tries to bring him in and Darnold. And I think the market for Garoppolo is almost zero. You tell me. Why would you want to get into a 2 and 3 year contract? Just tank and get a quarterback out of college. You don't have to pay for 4 years. The end result's going to be the same. You're not a Super Bowl team and you're not a playoff team. So what are you fighting for? 7 wins? What's Seattle going to get with Garoppolo or Baker? 6 wins, 7. That offensive line, 2 guys with injuries, that O-line, Russell Wilson ran for his life the last 4 years. These guys aren't Russell Wilson. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Tom Brady is back with the Bucs for another season, and Chris Godwin thinks that Brady's comeback has put the team on a different course for next season. He said it changes everything. Everybody knows the player that Tom is. It's like the Brady effect. Guys want to come and play with him. They want to come here and have an opportunity to win championships. We have great players here already on offense, on defense, great leaders. Then you add that piece back in the mix, and it's like, who else wants to come be a part of it?
It's amazing. I think Tampa and the Rams, Joy, have separated from the entire NFC, and I don't even think it's close. Dallas and Green Bay are worse this morning.
Yes.
And those were the next tier. The only team that can challenge the Rams or Tampa to me is if Trey Lance is good. And then San Francisco, coaching, personnel, like if Trey Lance is a B-plus quarterback, is Dak-ish. Then San Francisco's trouble.
I don't want to completely discount Arizona if Kyler Murray can stay healthy.
Fair. That's fair. So San Francisco, Arizona.
Yep.
It is a... folks, you take the...
I mean, I'm trying to think who we're discounting here.
If we did this, Joy, if we took the Rams and the Buccaneers and made a Pro Bowl team out of those two rosters in the NFC, I would get Vita Vea and Aaron Donald in the middle. Thank you. I mean, seriously, you could argue those are the two best run stoppers in football in the middle on those two teams. I would get Cooper Kupp, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I would get Brady and Stafford. I would get Gronk. I would get the tight ends for the Rams and Gronk. I'd get Jalen Ramsey and then the young corner for Tampa that just got paid this weekend. The gap is massive. Rams, Bucks, and everybody else in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done buying into the Cowboys. And
I'm done with Green Bay.
Their ability to make a run anymore. Yeah. Sorry, Cowboys fans. Did it last year. You only get 1 year out of me with that. Yeah. And yeah, I was out on Green Bay. I was out on Green Bay regardless of what happens. But them losing Devontae Adams to me is pretty catastrophic.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have done it this year. This was their year. You had the number one seed in the NFC, home field advantage, and you couldn't win a game.
Yep.
So how are you better today than you were last year?
I told you, Minnesota's going to win that division. I have no problem saying it right now. Forever, for whoever puts this on the internet, whoever you are, go for it. Vikings win that division. I really believe that this morning.
Well, the Bucs did. They returned Ryan Jensen, Carlton Davis, Aaron Sinney, and Rashad Perryman. They brought back Leonard Fournette today. 3-year deal, $21 million, and between $21 and $24 million. And they added Russell Gage and Logan Ryan in free agency. And they also added Shaq Mason. So to Chris Godwin's point, it's a very attractive place when you know that you're going to be playing alongside Tom Brady.
Or Russell Wilson in Denver. It's amazing what happens. Everybody's like,
it's a much easier drive into work in the morning.
It really
knowing
is.
You have that guy.
Yeah.
You're just going to come in and do your job. So Kenny Pickett and his hands. The saga continues. So there's a lot of talk about it after the combine. His hands measured at 8.5 inches on March 3rd. But apparently they've grown since then. Yesterday at Pitt's Pro Day, his hands measured at 8 5/8 inches. Wow. So an eighth of an inch bigger than before.
Does that help?
Maybe he was doing some hand stretching, you know, maybe some hand massages or something. 9 inches is considered to be adequate size for a quarterback's hands.
Well, he did have a lot of fumbles in college, and that is a concern.
I mean, I guess.
It's something.
He's tied for the third smallest hand measurement of any quarterback in the combine since 2003. I got to be honest. I think this story is a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, he can play or he can't play. Like, just hand size. Does it mean he fumbles more? Maybe. Well, there's been guys that have fumble issues that don't have hand size.
Well, that was Jared Goff's issue. Goff was a fumbler and didn't have huge hands. So I do think it's something. I don't think it's ideal.
I don't even know if I think it's something. Sure, nothing is everything. Everything is something, yeah. I suppose. But he can either play or he can't. I just think, you know, I always wonder what is a guy going through when this is the conversation. It's like, what do you want me to do, man? Like, is it the size of my hands? I've been playing football since, right. You know, I was 10 years old. I could either play or I can't. Kevin Colbert, Scott Fitterer, and Terry Fontenot were all at his pro day. So those were the GMs that were there. So The Jags have the number one overall pick. Then the Lions, Texans, Jets, Giants, Panthers, Giants, Falcons, Seahawks, Jets is the order.
All right, let's look at this NFL draft order for fun here. So Jags probably take the Michigan defensive end.
Yes.
Lions, I think their offense is fine. Lions probably go defense. Texans go offensive line is my guess. Jets could go in a lot of places. If I was the Jets with Zach Wilson, I would go offensive line. If I was the Giants, I'd go off. It's a good year for tackles, offensive line. Panthers, my gut feeling this morning is they're going to draft a quarterback. They're going to get that kid from Liberty. That's my guess this morning.
Yeah, I think Malik Willis will go to the Panthers as well. I could see, you know, Kevin Colbert might just be doing his due diligence and going to the pro day. I could see Pittsburgh still taking Kenny Pickett if he falls to them. Just, you know, as a backup, see what he is once he gets into their system. Obviously, they know him better than any other team in the league because they're in the same building. And Atlanta as well. I mean, they have Marcus Mariota, but he's a bridge guy. If you feel good about it, why not? I don't even think I subscribe to the mentality that if you take a quarterback number one overall in the draft, you can't take another one the next year.
Yeah,
why not?
That's my point. If you watch the combine and you watch Malik Willis, size,
yeah,
speed of the ball coming out, Malik Willis is a first-round athlete, and Carolina and Atlanta are in the same division. So I'm sorry, if I'm either one of those teams, there's no way I'm passing on Malik Willis. And then after a year in camp, if I'm like, he's something, but it doesn't work, I would draft another quarterback. I have no problem doing it again.
Why not? You can always trade him.
Rams are literally have no first-round picks, and it's not hurting them at all. So, I mean, clearly you can live without first-round picks.
Arizona did it.
Why can't I draft back-to-back quarterbacks? But I cannot believe if I am Atlanta or Carolina, there's absolutely no way I could pass on that quarterback.
No, I'm with you. I agree. And I'm not saying make a habit of this. Don't draft a guy first round every single year. You do need to get playmakers as well. But if you don't have your quarterback, why would you not? That's what everyone is looking for. It doesn't matter. You can always trade him. You can always develop him as a backup. Especially if they're young guys, you're not paying them.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you wouldn't do that. So Ben Simmons has yet to play for the Nets since being traded in February. And Steve Nash said yesterday he has a herniated disc in his back, and he's not sure when he's going to be cleared to play.
Unfortunately, I think there was a little flare-up at some point in there, and it's just never quite turned the corner since. But, you know, I think he had months of, like, 5-6 days a week on court and was doing very well. So just unfortunate, but we'll stay the course, and hopefully we'll have a good resolution to this in the near future. We still have high hopes that he can come back. He's had moments during his rehab where he's on the court doing some things, and it looks like he's about to turn a corner, and then there's a little setback. So I still feel optimistic that he can play for us.
I don't believe anything with Ben Simmons, and I'm not claiming anybody's lying, but I don't believe anything and any story on him. He is not going to play this year. Mark it down. You can have a million excuses. It can be mental health. It can be a herniated disc. There is a decision to not play him this year and get him right. I firmly believe that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play this year either.
Nope.
And I don't want to discredit what Kevin Durant's doing, because he's just,
oh my God,
unbelievable.
He and LeBron are having insane years.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Durant's incredible. He's incredible to watch. He's the best player in the league on most nights. And it's unfortunate, because if they were a complete team, I think the way that Kyrie is playing when he's available, I think they win.
Do you think Kevin Durant, and he would never acknowledge this, but do you think he looks at the Warriors, how good Jordan Poole's become and Jonathan Kuminga? Do you think he looks at that and thinks, what was I doing? Why did I join Kyrie Irving? What am I doing?
I think there's probably moments throughout this season and moments with like this, or stories or frustrations or setbacks that probably frustrate him.
How can you
But KD is such a unique personality. Like, he wants what he wants, and he just is so his own man that I don't know. I'm sure there's moments where he's like, man, it would be easier. But I don't think so. I don't think he has, because I think they still have an opportunity to win. So I don't think he has any kind of full regret yet.
If I was sitting in my hotel, because NBA players, they play the game.
Yeah.
They don't go out to clubs anymore. Like, there's stories about this outside of James Harden. Most players, they'll Tinder it. They don't go to clubs and hang out, whatever they do. So they go home. You get up at 10 in the morning. You have breakfast, maybe a shoot around. You've got 9 hours on your phone. Do you think that's one day? Just sitting waiting for an NBA game, right? Watching a movie. Kevin Durant doesn't walk around town and get mobbed by people.
No, I think there's probably moments where he's been frustrated, for sure. But again, I think the story is still being written for him in Brooklyn. Now, if this completely crashes and burns, and you know, Ben Simmons doesn't get back out there for half the season next year, and Kyrie's not there, and you know, things continue to fall apart, then yeah, I think that could probably set in. But I think there's still time to see how it's going to play out, and he's playing as well as he is. I'm sure there's days where he's looking at the roster and how things are going and being frustrated, but I don't think it's full regret yet.
Yeah, crazy. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Can you just imagine right now, Jordan Poole, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Kevin Durant? That'd be the best team in the league. I mean, seriously, I'd be the best team in the league. In one of the, you know, the Bay Area is a nice place. They have a new arena. A super coach, great GM, capable owner. That's the part where I know I could not, I would be a mess. I'd be in my hotel room thinking,
I screwed my life up. What did I do?
I mean, I think part of that, the Warriors run with him there, though, maybe he feels...
It was amazing.
It was amazing. And I wouldn't care if people called me a sellout or, you know, said I joined that team or whatever. I don't care. I've got the rings. I am the finals MVP.
No, I wouldn't care about the criticism. It would be, I would be totally self-obsessed in this moment. I wouldn't care what, you know, social said, but I'd be sitting there thinking, like, I've worried about that in my career. Don't screw it up.
No, but what I'm saying is, I think that part of that narrative is why he's in Brooklyn.
I don't understand it. Like, if Mahomes went to the Jets tomorrow to play with a friend, you'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I look at Kevin and I'm like, and I said it the day it happened. I'm like, you're leaving Steve Kerr and Bob Myers and Steph and Draymond and Clay, that culture, that new arena. What? And they would have had Jordan Poole because they got him that draft. I'm like, I don't know. I know I would be sitting home and going, if I chose Vice over Fox and I was wasting good years sitting there. And by the way, my co-host on Vice was Crazy Town. You couldn't come in the building because you didn't get vaxxed. And then we eventually had to make a trade with Ryan and we brought somebody in and he couldn't show up for work because he was he had a lower back problem. And I would be sitting there every day going, God, I could have had Joy and Ryan, and I screwed it up. Forget the criticism. I couldn't deal with that.
I mean, it's definitely not as easy in Brooklyn as it would have been in the Bay. But again, I think part of it was there were some frustrations with some relationships.
That.
And then it came, I think that it might have come down to there was a narrative around him winning there. If he goes to Brooklyn and does it without having joined the Warriors, then that's a different part of his legacy.
And people say it doesn't matter to him, but the guy had a burner Twitter account. Like, he does care what people think. I mean, at some level he does.
I wouldn't care if people were mad about it. All you want. Talk to your mama about it. I have
I think
the rings.
KD and Aaron Rodgers do care. We have proof that they do care what people think. I'm not saying you would, but I think we have proof they do. They're more rabbit ears. He's so good. Kevin Durant is so good, and I feel like...
It's hard to articulate how great he is, yes.
And he's the best bucket in the NBA, and I feel like he's just thrown away great momentum.
See, I think the story is still being written. We'll see how it plays out. I don't think it is for this year, though. I'm with you. I don't think Ben Simmons plays this year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pro Football Hall of Famer since 92, Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com. Peter Ging now joining us live. I want to get to three topics this morning. All right, we talked about it yesterday on the show. There's not much of a market, I think, for Garoppolo or Baker. Baker's market, Seattle, in my opinion. I don't know what Garoppolo's market is. Let's eliminate Seattle because the Niners wouldn't trade him in division. What's Garoppolo's market? I argue there isn't one.
I don't think there's a good market at all. I think the 49ers are best off doing one of two things. Trying to trade him for Sam Darnold straight up with Carolina, because I think Carolina would view that as an improvement. Or hanging on to Jimmy until somebody gets hurt on August 28th. And, you know, in that time... Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be healthy, going to be able to throw the ball well. There's nothing wrong with the 49ers waiting. They shouldn't hand him to somebody.
By the way, that's a brilliant deduction. Darnold is a backup to Trey Lance. That similarly, athletic, good size, hard workers, liked in locker rooms. We don't necessarily love... a little bit slow on the delivery. We don't love Trey Lance. Aesthetically, that's actually a brilliant idea. That maybe you just solved the market. Okay, Matt Ryan. Go ahead.
Let me just say one thing, Colin. Colin, it could be that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan looked Jimmy in the eye and said, we promise we'll trade you, or words to that effect. And if they did, they might have to do something like that. But if I were them right now, I would tell Jimmy, be patient. You'll be somewhere by the trading deadline.
Matt Ryan's last year, this year in Atlanta, with only two Pro Bowlers, one a long snapper. His numbers are better than Brady's last year in New England when people thought Tom was washed, and close to Stafford's last year in Detroit. I know Matt's viewed as a declining player, but I think on this Colts roster, Peter, they feel like a playoff team to me. They do with Matt Ryan.
I mean, I think they have a good chance to make the playoffs, but understand this. I know what you're saying about Matt Ryan, but his yards per attempt last year were his lowest in 8 years. And I do think that he needs to have good players around him and time to throw. Every quarterback does, but I think him particularly, because he's basically a statue in the pocket. I think going to Indianapolis is going to be good for him. But I'll tell you what, Indy has been searching for a go-to receiver for some time.
Yes.
They don't have high draft choices this year in which to get one. So that would be my biggest worry right now. And like Pittman's got to emerge almost as like a big star for this to turn out to be a happy ending, in my opinion, for Matt Ryan.
Talked to two executives this weekend that said with Devontae Adams leaving, the Packers not only don't have a number one receiver, they don't have a two. And you can argue their threes would be fours on some rosters like the Rams or the Bucks. Explain, it's in your column this week. How did Devontae Adams, that trade, play out, Peter?
Basically, Brian Gutekunst knew that there was a good chance, if he didn't trade Devontae Adams, that Adams would be the 2022 version of Aaron Rodgers last year. Probably, eventually, he would have come in. Probably, but it's not certain. And, you know, do you want to have that hanging over your head all through the offseason? This way, what Brian Gutekunst can do is he now has four picks in the top 60. This is a golden draft for wide receivers. He could sit there with the 22nd overall pick, which, by the way, is what Justin Jefferson was, and probably get a really good receiver like Chris Olave. He could take number 53, which, by the way, 8 years ago is what Devontae Adams was, the 53rd overall pick, and he could trade that for a good, serviceable two-year veteran receiver, a good veteran receiver right now, you know, to stick in the lineup. And so I don't think what they have today is anything like what they're going to have, say 2 or 3 months from now.
90 seconds left. I think Cleveland this year is not going to have Deshaun Watson until late October. The division's better. Long term, it may work. I think it's a bit of a mess for the next year in Cleveland. Your thoughts?
Unless Roger Goodell says, so I see the way that the Browns have structured this contract so that if I suspend Deshaun Watson for 6 weeks or 8 weeks, it's not even 1% of his total compensation for the year. That's not going to work. Why don't we just say, hey, listen, we're going to wait to see how these 22 cases play out. He plays this year, and then they suspend him next year, and Goodell would have to lean on them and basically say, don't you dare touch that contract, which is $46 million base salary next year. Make the suspension actually hurt. And Colin, this whole thing's a disgrace anyway.
Yeah.
Absolute, total disgrace. So the more that the NFL can do to the Browns, in my opinion, the better off they'll be. Not that the NFL is cloaked in wonder in this anyway. You know, Roger Goodell, first with Washington, now with this thing. They're just sitting idly by and letting these things happen to the league rather than stepping up and being proactive and doing something about them. They just want those things to go away. So, you know, there's some guilt on the NFL's hands with this Deshaun Watson signing too.
Yeah, you're not the only one that thinks that. Peter King, NBCSports.com, covered the NFL for 35 years plus. Thanks, Peter.
Okay, Colin.
I actually think Jimmy Garoppolo to Carolina, Darnold backs up Trey Lance, is actually really smart. Because Darnold has a lot of Trey Lance that good mover, good size, well-liked, very alpha. The wind-up, the delivery is not ideal. Trey Lance looks kind of clunky. Sam is kind of clunky and slow in his delivery. But again, we always say backups. If you have to play two games, can the backup win one? Sam Darnold with Kyle Shanahan, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Elijah Mitchell, and George Kittle, Sam Darnold can win one of those two games. That's a really good suggestion. Way to go, Peter King. That makes a ton of sense. They're still not paying Trey Lance. You can take the $18 million. Hour two next.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.